Today's daf is Yevamis daf Nun Zayin, and we are 13 lines from the top of daf Nun Vav Amid Beis Amar Rava. Today's daf is being learned as a schus refuah shalema for Avadya ben Miriam Leah, Moshe Abba ben Devora, Devora bas Mecha, Shmu ben Tehila, Elazar Lipa Shalom ben Feger Rachel, Sarah Nechama bas Rus Malka, Baruch ben Rachel, Malcolm Miriam bas Esther, Leah Gittel bas Devora, and Esther Kreindel bas Devora. Today's daf is also being learned Leilui Nishmas, Reb Zecharia Shimon ben Reb Yitzchak HaKoyen, and Le'ilui Nishmas, Shlomo ben Yibada L'chaim Toivim, Reb Chaim Doiv. So the last Gemara that we learned discussed a halacha related to an Eshes Yisrael Shenenza. The first Gemara that we're going to learn right now is going to discuss a halacha related to an Eshes Koyen Shenenza. So the halacha is that an Eshes Ish, that's Mezana, is Asur Labayla. She's no longer allowed to live with her husband. Stating that, that's only true if she was Mezana Beratzen. If, however, she was Nensa, she did it, but she was forced into it, then the halacha is she'll be Muteres Labayla. There's one exception to the rule, and that is if she's married to a Kohen. A Kohen would not be allowed to stay married to his wife, even if she was Nensa Ba'oimis. So, with that very brief introduction, Amar Rabba. Rabba said, Eshes Koyin Shenenso, an Eshes Koyin that was Nenso. So the halacha is that her husband, the Koyin, is not allowed to live with her anymore, meaning he has to give her a get. What happens if he does live with her? Bailo loika ola, her husband would get Malkus Mishum Zayna for the fact that he violated the Isser that a Koyin has to live with a Zayna. So it says in the Torah, Isha Zayna v'chalolo loyikachu. Next part of the pasuk is v'isha grusha me'isha lo yikachu pikada shula lo yikach. So a koyin is not allowed to live with a zayna. Says Rabbah, an eshes koyin shenenza has a din of a zayna, and because she has a din of a zayna, if her husband's going to continue to live with her, he's going to get malchus because he was over a loisase alav sheyesh by maisa the lav of isha zayna lo yikachu. But the Gemara makes a dig. It sounds like from Rabbah that an eshes koyin shenenza, where the husband stays married to her, he's going to get Malkus, but the reason he's going to get Malkus is because of the fact that she's a Zayna, and only because of the fact that she's a Zayna. So the Gemara makes a dik, Mishum Zayna in Mishum Tumaloi, the only reason he's going to get Malkus is because he violated the Isra Zayna, but not because he violated the Isra of Tuma. So what's the Isra of Tuma? The Isra of Tuma is a more general Isra that says that if an Esha Sisha's Mezana, the husband is not allowed to live with his wife, and if he does, he's over a loy sase. Now, what's the makar to this loy sase? It's actually an interesting pasuk, because it's a pasuk that really kipshuta is not discussing an ishas ish that's mezana. Rather, the pasuk is in the parsha of machzik rishase. It says, lo yuchal baylo harishoin ashashulcha loshuv lakachto liyo yisloy leisha acharei asher hu tamar. Chazal darshin, that this loy sase is coming to teach me that if there's an ishas ish that's mezana, so the halach is that the husband's not allowed to live with her. Not ordinarily, what does mezana mean? It means mezana beratzen. But as relates to an ishas koyin, you would think that it means even mezana ba. So the Gemara's kasha is that if Rabba holds that an Eshes Koyin, that's Nensa, she has a din of a Zoyna, so Baila loika lea Mishum Zoyna, so shouldn't Baila also be loika lea because of the Isra Tumah? So why did Rabba say Malkus for Zoyna? He should have said Malkus for Zoyna and Malkus for Tumah. And by the way, there's an Afgamina. Is it one set of Malkus, Malkus Arboim, or is it two sets of Malkios? Is it Malkus Shmoinim? So the Gemara says, I hear it's a good Kasha, and Ema, all you have to do is make a tiny edit in what Rabba said, Af Mishum Zayna and Achinami. Rabba took for granted that an Eshes Koyin Shenenza that Loch is, Baila would be like Goleo Mishum Tumah. He was adding that not only would Baila be like Goleo Mishum Tumah, but Baila would also be like Goleo Mishum Zayna. So the Chiddush of Rabba is, Baila like Goleo Mishum Zayna. The reason he didn't speak out is because he took that for granted. But the point is, Af Mishum Zayna, Masa Rab Zeira. Rab Zeira asked the Kasha on everything that we just said. And that is, it says in the Torah, V'hiloi nispasa asura, ha nispasa muteres. This pasuk is in the parasha of Sait. It's talking about an Esha Sish, that's Mezana. And it says in the Torah that to the extent that she was loi nispasa, meaning she wasn't forced into it, then the halacha, she's also to her husband. Ha nispasa, if however she was anoinis, she's going to be muter. And chazal darshin, v'yesh lucha acheres, there is an Esha Sish, ha'afa picha nispasa, even if she was forced into this nos, asura, still she's going to be asur. Ve'ezoi, zu Esha's Kayin. It's referring to an Esha's Kayin. So this is the makar that an Esha's Kayin. That's Nensa's Asa Labailo. Okay, what does Reb Zeira want? Says Reb Zeira, the makar that an eishnes koyin that is nensa is also a baila is not mentioned in the Torah as a lois aseh. Rather, it's of the lav haba michlal aseh, which is only an aseh. It's learned out from a drasha, but not a lav. It doesn't say in the Torah eishes koyin shenensa is now going to be also to her husband. It says v'hilo nispasa asura ha nispasa muteres, but implied from there is that there is an example of a nispasa that's taka going to be aser, a shtickle Torah, which emerges by teaching us that an eishes koyin that's nensa is going to be also levayel. But all you see is that it's an aseh. So if all you see is that it's an aseh, so how could Rabbah say that if a Koyein stays married to his wife, who is Nensa, that loch is loikola, mishum zoina. Loikola would imply there's a loisase. Where's the loisase? The whole riboy that an eshes koyin, that's Nensa, is asa labayla, is a lavaba michla lase, which on a good day is an ase. But it's certainly not a loisase. So why would there be malchus? That's the Gemara's kasha. So the Gemara says, I'm a rabbi. Rabbi himself explained very, very simply. He said, Hakol hoyu b'chlal zoinu. No. The reason you're getting malchus is not from the pasuk v'hilo in the spasa asura. The reason you're getting malchus is because it says in the Torah, ishno zoinu v'chalala. I just need v'hilo in the spasa asura and that whole drasha to tell me that an eshes koyin she nensa is included in the lav of isha zoinu v'chalala. In other words, really, Hakol hoyu b'chlal zoinu. Really, every single eshes ish that's mizana would be included in the lav of zoyin. Kshbar l'chakos of gabi eshes is rovi loin nisvasa asura ha nisvasa muteres michlal de eshes koyin ki de kaima kaima. Meaning, narvas, there's a miut that says vihi loin nisvasa asura ha nisvasa muteres. But there's also a miut within the miut that says that there is a time where even a woman that's nensa is also going to be asura. Who is that woman? That woman is referring to the eshes koyin. But the point is that vihi loin nisvasa teaches me that an eshes koyin shenensa is also labailo. Once I know she's also a baila, you get malchus not from the drasha of a hilo in the spasa, you get malchus from the pasuk of isha zoyin v'chalala lo yikachos. What was the kasha? How can you get malchus for isha zoyin v'chalala? Isn't the whole riboy that an isha's koyin that's nensas asru la baila from a lava bomi chalala? I say, yeah, the giloy that an isha's koyin shenensas included in the lav of zoyna is learnt out from a lava bomi chalala. I say, but you want to know why you're getting malchus? Not because of the lav abom michal aseh, because at the end of the day, there's a lav that says a kohen's not allowed to marry a zayna. The question is, what's the definition of a zayna? Once I know the definition of a zayna is even an eishes kohen shenensa sabaseider. So then the halachas of a kohen is going to be with an eishes kohen shenensa, his own wife. The halacha is he's going to violate the isra of zayna. Ikadam Yisam said, "On my rabba, rabba's halacha a little bit differently. Eishes kohen shenensa baila loykola mishum tumma." That rabba said that an eishes kohen that's nensa, her husband's going to get malchus if he lives with her. Why will he get malchus? Not for being over the isra of zoyna, like he said in the previous lishna, but mishum tumah, only for the isra of tumah, for the isra of soita. So the Gemara says mishum tumah, imishum zoyna, lai, only for tumah, not for zoyna. Alma, what's the reason? Because ba'inus, like karina ba'zoyna, must be that the reason is, because being that all she did was an avera ba'inus, so being that the whole thing happened ba'inus, so ba'inus, she's not considered Zayna, and that's why she's not included in the Isra of Zayna. But the Isra of Toma, that she will be included. Masa Rav Zayra, asks, V'inlay nisbasa asura, ha nisbasa muteres, v'eshul chakar shafa bishan nisbasa asura, v'ezoi, snu eshes koin, v'lava bal michal asay, asay. How could you tell me in the second Lishna that Rabba holds you're going to get malchus for Toma based on what? A drosh of hilo nisbasa asura, that's a lava bal michal asay. You can't get malchus for being over a lava bal michal asay. So the Gemara says the same teretz is said in the first Lishna of the Gemara, Amar Rabba, Rabba said, Akol hoyu bichlal. That really everything was included, meaning any eshesh that's mezana was included in the loisase of acharei asher hutama, the loisase of soita. Kishapar l'chakos of gabi eshes yisrael v'hiloin nesbasa asura, but by an eshes yisrael the Torah said v'hiloin nesbasa, which teaches me ha nesbasa muteres. Oh, but michlal the eshes koyin kitakamikat, but an eshes koyin retains its halacha of even if she was an oynes, still she's going to be asur. The point is you're getting malchus not for the drosha of the hilo in the spasa. The reason you're getting malchus is for the being over the lois hasei of acharei asher hutama. The bottom line is we had two lishoinus in what Rabbi said. In the first lishna, Rabbi said an eshes koyin shenensa that we know is asa labayla. Not only is she asa labayla, but if the husband would be baalea, he'd get malchus number one for being over the lois hasei of isha zayna v'chalal alo yikachu. She has a din of a zayna, and number two, he would get malchus for being over the lois hasei of soita. What's that? Lav lo yucha bayla rishon asher shilcha loshuv lekachto liyos loy leisha acharei asher hutama. In the second lishna of the Gemara, Rabbi said that an ish is koyin shenensa. The halacha is, again, the koyin is not allowed to stay married to her. If he's Baala, he wouldn't get Malkus twice. He would only get Malkus once. He would get Malkus for being over the lav of Tumah, not for being over the lav of Zoyna. Regardless, in both Lashonos of the Gemara didn't understand at first glance, why is it that you're getting Malkus? The whole Riboy for Eishes Koyin Shenensa is a lav Abba Michal Aseh. You don't get Malkus for a lav Abba Michal Aseh. So the Gemara said, it's true, the Riboy, that an Eishes Koyin Shenensa is either a Zoyna or a Saita, that's from a lav Abba Michal Aseh. But once you're Marba, this woman, into the parish of Zoyna or the parish of Toma, so then the man would get Malkus for the lav of Zoynan, for the lav of Toma, seemingly very simple teretz. That concludes the very first part of today's daf. So the next part of today's daf, which is going to go to the bottom of daf Nun Zayin Amad Aleph, the very last line, is going to return to one of the themes of yesterday's daf, which is also going to be one of the themes of the coming dafin, and that is, it's discussing the halachas of Truma, specifically, that a Bas Yisrael that's married to a Kohen, the halacha is, she is allowed to eat Truma, which is a chiddush, because ordinarily a Zara or a Zar is not allowed to eat Truma. However, Bas Yisrael that marries a Kohen, the halacha is, she's allowed to eat Truma. Now, what's the makar to this? The makar is a pasuk in the Torah. It says, V'koyen ki yikne nefesh, kinyan kaspoy, hu yoychalboy. A Kohen that's going to be koina nefesh, kinyan kaspoy, hu yoychalboy. Whoever it is that the Kohen was koina is going to be able to eat Truma. So, who is the Kinyan Kaspe that the Torah is referring to that says, Hu Yoichaboy, that in the event that this person is the possession of a Kayan, this person's allowed to eat Truma? It's two different categories of people. Number one, an Eved Knani. An Eved Knani, who's a Yisrael B'miktas, but on his side Yisrael is clearly not a Kayan. In the event that he belongs to a Kayan, he's the possession of a Kayan, he's considered Kinyan Kaspe of the Kayan, and Allah is who Yoichabah, he's allowed to eat Truma. Additionally, Chazal said, it's also referring to a Kayan's wife. A Kayan's wife, even if she's not a Kayanist, even if she's a Bas Yisrael, however, in the event that she's now married to a Kayan, she's considered Kinyan Kaspe of the Kayan, and because she's considered Kinyan Kaspe of the Kayan, who Yoichabah, she is going to be able to eat Truma. Now, why would a woman that's married be considered Kinyan Kaspoy? She's the possession of her husband, and Eved is the possession of his master. But is a woman the possession of her husband? So the short answer is no. Stating that, there is a Kinyan element to Kedushin. Ha'isha Niknes, B'sholish Drachim, B'kesef Shtarabiyo. So you see that there is something called Kinyan Kedushin. The Gemara says that Kinyan Kaspoy is an Isha, because although she's not Kaspoy, shall Ha Baal, but she is something that was Niknes al Yedei Kesef, and for that reason, she too is Nisrab, but she's included in this halacha of Kinyan Kaspe. But the bottom line is, V'koyin ki yikne nefesh Kinyan Kaspe hu yoichaboy, we learn from this pasuk that a woman that's a Bas Yisrael, that's married to a Kohen, is a Ladichum. Now, based on the raw drush of the pasuk, it would seem very clear that this halacha, that a Bas Yisrael that's married to a Kohen is allowed to eat Truma, is true even if she's an Arusa. Even if all she had was Erisin. Meaning, even if she didn't have Nisun. Why? Because what's the drasha? It says Kinyan Kaspoy. And Kinyan Kaspoy means Kinyan Habal Yedei Kesef, which is Oisha Niknes, which is, of course, the first Mishnah Masechtas Kedushin, which is Kedushin 101. So based on the drasha, you would think that even an Arusa Bas Yisrael is Echelis Petruma. And the Gemara says, Dvar Torah, that is in fact the case. Arusa Bas Yisrael is Echelis Petruma. But the Chachamim got involved. And the Chachamim said no. That an Arusa Bas Yisrael is not allowed to eat Truma, and the Gemara gives two reasons for it. We mentioned both of them yesterday. One is being that an Arusa Bas Yisrael is still living with her family, and her brothers, her father, her mother, sisters, they're not Koyhanim, so we're afraid that her Arus might give her some food. She's going to take it home with her, and one of her siblings are going to eat it, and they're going to be Nichshal in the Isser of eating Truma. Zar that eats Truma is Chai Misa B'dei Shamayim. So to prevent this from happening, Chazal said that even though an Arusa Bas Yisrael is a Chelis B'Truma, we're not going to let her eat Truma until she moves in with her husband, until she's actually married. At that point, she's in a sua. That's when she's going to be able to eat it. Another reason the Gemara gives is Mishum Simpon, because we're afraid that maybe Bashas Bia, the husband's going to see that she has a mum, something that would trigger a Mekach Tois. It's not something he could have known at the time of Erisin, and we're afraid, therefore, that this Harus and Bas Yisrael, that's Eichelis Petruma, at some point, we may find out, I'm afraid it was never really an Arusa to a Kayan, and as a result, we could have problems. So it's for that reason Chazal said, you shouldn't do it. Stating that, the Mishnah Masechtas Ksuba says that there was a time that there was a chula within the chumrah that Chazal had stated. And that is, that if there's a woman that was an arusa for Yud Beis Chodesh, 12 months passed, at that point, hadar dina, that she's allowed to eat truma. Because really, midday rice and arusa bas Yisrael is allowed to eat truma. It's only midday rabbanon that she is not. If she remains an arusa for shnei masa chaydesh for a very long extended period of time, at that point she goes to her ikadin dairaisa, and at that point she's going to be able to eat shum. That's the first introduction we need for the next part of the daf. The second introduction, the shorter introduction, is that although an arusa bas Yisrael is a cheles b'tshuma, but it's possible for an arusa bas Yisrael to lose her schos to be able to eat shum. Again, arusa bas Yisrael wish she's an arusa to a kai. So it is possible for her to lose her schos to be able to eat truma. In fact, it's possible for a bas koyein, forget about a bas Yisrael that's married to a koyein, it's possible for a bas koyein herself to lose her schos to be able to eat truma. And by the way, when we say it's possible to lose a schos if she's an arusa, it doesn't matter if she's an arusa or if she's an asua. It's possible for a woman to lose her schos to be able to eat truma. How's that? If she becomes a chalala. If the woman becomes a chalala, she would lose her schos to be able to eat truma. Now, how does a woman become a chalala? So for our daf, what we need to know is that any time this woman would engage in a relationship where if she would have a child, the child would be a chalal, in that case, the halach is she herself would become a chalala. So for example, if a kohen would marry a grusha and have a child, so the child would be the proverbial ben gerusha of Makis Tav Beis fame, right? So he would be a ben gerusha, he would be a chalal. Oh, if he's a chalal, that means the gerusha herself now becomes a chalala, and she can never eat truma. And it doesn't matter if she's a bas Yisrael, it doesn't matter if she's a bas koyin, that lacha, she will never be able to eat truma. Why? Because if her son would be a chalal, then she herself is going to be considered a chalal. Our Mishnah is going to discuss what would happen if you have, let's pick a grusha, who was married to a kohen. However, she only had erusin. She never had nisuin. An arusa bas Yisrael sometimes is able to eat truma. For example, if she was an arusa for 12 months. Since she was a bas Yisrael, she was erusin for 12 months. But you know who she's an arusa to? She's an arusa to a kohen. And she happens to be a grusha from a previous marriage. Ordinarily, once 12 months pass, she'd be able to eat truma. Could she eat truma? Could she not eat truma? On the one hand, you can make the argument that she shouldn't be able to eat truma. Why not? Because she's an arusa to a kohen. She's a grusha. A kohen's not allowed to marry a grusha. If they would have a child, the child would be a chalal. Since she's a chalala, she shouldn't be able to eat truma. Yeah, but then again, that's only if she taka became a chalala. How would she become a chalala through bia? But that would imply there was an nisuin. Over here, all there was erusin. So maybe it was not going to be a problem. So that's going to be the topic of the Mishnah, and with that introduction, we continue. Almana l'kohen gadol, an almana that was be'erusin to a kohen gadol, or grusha v'chalutza l'kohen hedid. There was a grusha v'chalutza that was be'erusin to a kohen hedid. Mina erusin invented was erusin, like we just said. Lo yoichlu b'truma d'alach is they're not allowed to eat truma. Now in our Mishnah, it's the Tana Kama, but we'll see right in the beginning of the Gemara. The Gemara is going to quote a brisa that the Tana Kama of our Mishnah is Rameir. So that's the sheet of Rameir. Rameir holds an almana l'kohen gadol, grusha v'chalutza l'kohen hedid. Even if all it was erusin, still, Rabbi Lazar, Rabbi Shimon both argue, and they say that the halach is that she will be able to eat truma. Nisarmalu, what happens if these women became an almana, or niskarshu, or they were divorced? So mina nesuin, if there was nesuin psula, the halach is they will never be able to eat truma again. Min ha'erusin, in the event that all they had was erusin, then ksheirois, then for sure they'll be able to go back to eating truma. Meaning, even though the Mishnah said that Rameir holds an almana l'kohen gadol, grusha v'chalutza l'kohen hedid, min ha'erusin l'yoichel b'truma, it's only as long as she's physically be'erusin. However, if she became an almana, she became a grusha, she's not be'erusin anymore. In this marriage, that's not okay. So then the halach is ksheiris. At that point, she'll be able to go back. She will be able to eat truma. So again, this is a loaded halacha. And let's just recap it outside and segue it into the Gemara. So we're discussing a situation where there was a marriage that's not kedas Moshe v'Yisrael. It's a chayvei lavin. It's an almana l'kohen gadol. It's a grusha v'chalutza l'kohen hedid. However, it's only mina erusin. So the question is, can she eat truma or can she not eat truma? Chamim say, Rameir, lo yoichlu b'truma. Rabbi Lazar, Rabbi Shimon says, machshirin, that she is going to be allowed to eat shroom. Zok to Gemara, Tanya, we learned to the Brais. No, I'm Ram Meir. Ram Meir said Kal V'Chomer. L'chura, based on a Kal V'Chomer, the halacha should be that she should be able to eat shroom. How so? Ma Kedusha Rishos. Ein Machilin. Kedusha Avera. Loi. Kolshke. Meaning, Ram Meir said, it's a posh to Kal V'Chomer that she should not be able to eat shroom. And the Kal V'Chomer is an interesting Kal V'Chomer. He says, Madach Kedusha Rishos. Madach Yisro. That's married to a Bas Yisro. Where it's a Kedusha Rishos. That's a nice marriage. It's Kedas Moshe of Yisrael. But the halacha is a machilin. The Yisrael's not able to be Michael. This Bas Yisrael Truma. It's a Kedusha Yavero. In the event that it's a Kedusha Yavero, like Holshkin, certainly you shouldn't be able to. Right? Interesting Kal V'Chomer. Madach Yisrael can't be Michael of Bas Yisrael but Truma. Even though it's Kedusha Rishos, Kal V'Chomer, a Koyein, can't be Michael a Bas Yisrael Truma in the event that it was Kedusha Yisr. So Amar Loi, what the Chacham tell Rameir? He says, what, you have a Havamina that Yisrael should be able to be Meichel a Bas Yisrael B'Truma? Loi Amar B'Kedusha Rishul Shekein Ein Loi L'Haichel B'Malkam Acher. A Kohen, Yisrael never has the ability to be Meichel any. He can't eat Truma, he can't be Meichel B'Truma. So who cares if it's Rishul or it's not Rishul? He's completely Mufka, he's completely excluded from the parish of Truma. Talking about B'Kedusha Aveira, as opposed to Kedusha Aveira Shekein Yisrael L'Haichel B'Malkam Acher. This person is able to be Meichel B'Malkam Acher. He's a Kohen ordinarily. He can be Michael Batruma. The problem over here is in this particular marriage, there's a Shaila. Can he be Michael or can he not be Michael? But being that ordinarily he could be Michael, so don't bring me any rayas from Yisrael. So Rabbi Loza and Rabbi Shimon, they both told Rabbi Meir, I don't understand what your rayas. Zok to Gemara. I'm Rabbi Loza, I'm Rabbi Oishia. Rabbi Loza is saying the name Rabbi Oishia. Pitsua Daka Koin. If you have a Koin that's a Pitsua Daka, Shnekidesh Bas Yisrael, it was Benkadesh Bas Yisrael, Bonul Machloik is Rabbi Meir, Rabbi Loza, Rabbi Shimon. Whether or not this Bas Yisrael is going to be able to eat Truma is going to be totally in the machloikis between Rabbi Meir on the one hand and Rabbi Lazar and Rabbi Shimon on the other hand. So number one, what's a Ptzua Daka? A Ptzua Daka is someone that has an issue physically that doesn't allow him to have children. So it's a very, very specific condition. And because of the fact that he's a Ptzua Daka, he's not able to have children. It says in the Torah that a Ptzua Daka, amazingly, is lo yavoi b'kal Hashem. So just like a manzer is lo yavoi b'kal Hashem, a Pitsua Daka is also lo yavoi b'kal Hashem. He's not allowed to marry anybody. A Pitsua Daka is not allowed to get married. Now we're going to see in the course of today's daf that there was a machloikis tanam whether a Pitsua Daka is allowed to marry a geyres or a baskerim. That's a shayla, that's a machloikis tanam. But to be bo b'kal Hashem, that not. Meaning anyone that a manzer can marry, a Pitsua Daka is not able to marry either. So said Rabbi Lazar, in the name of Rab Oishniyah, that if you have a Ptzua Daka, who is a Koyein, who is Mikadesh, only Kedushin, Bas Yisrael, so in other words, this is not a good Kedushin. Very similar to our Mishnah. Our Mishnah discussed Kedushin with a Koyein, that wasn't good. Almanah l'Koyein Gadol, Grusha v'chalutza l'Koyein Edyet. So this is similar, right? So Bonal Machlekes Rameh, Rabbi Lazar, whether or not this woman, who's a Bas Yisrael, will be able to eat Truma, will be telling the Machlekes Rabbi Lazar, Rabbi Lazar, Machlekes Rameh, Rabbi Lazar, Rabbi Shibnur, Rameh, Dama Mish according to Rameir, that says that even though all there was Erison, but still the halacha is that the Bas Yisrael is not allowed to eat Truma. And why not? Because this Erison is going to lead to an Asuin, which is going to lead to a Bia Psula. She's quote unquote Mishtameres la Bia Psula, right? She's awaiting a Bia Psula because there's no, it's not that there's going to be any Bias Heter over here. So if that's the case, and Rameir said, Almanul Kain Gold, Gush Kulus Kain Hedit, even through Erison, that Locha, she's not allowed to eat Truma. So Hanami Layacha, she won't either be able to eat Truma. Because again, the Ptzua Daka is not allowed to marry this Bas Yisrael. So she's Mishtameres la Bia Psula. If she's a Mesh la Bia Psula, it shouldn't be okay. The Rabbi Lazar, Rabbi Shimon, Amri Mishtameres la Bia Psula, they rise to Achlo. But according to Rabbi Lazar, Rabbi Shimon, who's clearly don't subscribe to this svara because they hold grushin v'chalutza l'koyin hedyin amana l'koyin gadol. The halacha is if all it was eris and they can eat truma, they were the matirim in our mishnah. So nami yachlo, so she too would be able to eat truma. That's what Rabbi Loza said in the name of Rabbi Oishia. Right? Seems like a very obvious truth. So just like this machlekes tanam in our mishnah regarding amana l'koyin gadol grushin v'chalutza l'koyin hedyin, where all there was eris, which means right now nothing so terrible happened, but do you say that being that at the end of the day, the beer would be a beer psula, so she can't eat truma? Or do you say, no, maybe she could eat truma? Which the Gemara dubs as, Mishtameres to be a psula de raisa achla, or Mishtameres to be a psula de raisa lo yachla. But the bottom line is, it's Sokhti Gemara, Zok Rabbi Lachar, I have a perfect tushtal, a pitsuah daka to a Bas Yisrael. It's the same exact case. It's a case where right now all there was Eirusin. A Rusa Bas Yisrael that's married to a kohen, ordinarily there's a lad age truma. It's Mishtaberes will be the psula. So Lachar would be totally in our mission. But the Gemara says, Mimai. Even though it sounds like a good tushtal, it's not Muchach, it's a good tushtal. Why? Because Dumai can tell you, Adkan, come Rabbi Loz, Rabbi Shimon, not. Also, when the Rabbi Loz, Rabbi Shimon say in our Mishnah that the halacha is that Machshirin, that's only there in our Mishnah, in the case where what was the problem? She's a grusha and he's a kohen. She's a chalutza, he's a kohen. She's an almana and he's a kohen gadol. Over there, the kohen himself is able to be maicha b'truma. This marriage is the issue. But if he was married to someone else, k'tas Moshe v'Yisrael, he'd be able to be maicha b'truma. Aval hoch over here, de'in loy l'haicha b'mocha macha kla. But this person has no ability to ever be maicha b'truma because he's a p'tzua daka and there's no one that he's able to marry. So why? So maybe over here it should be different. You're going to tell me that maybe here too, who said the Ptsua Daka is not ever allowed to be Michael anybody? You're assuming that the Ptsua Daka can't get married. Is that true? Ptsua Daka can't get married? It says in the Torah, but maybe he's allowed to marry a Giyores or a Basgerin, as we said earlier, and again, we'll see this a little more in the course of the daf, that is, it's Shaila in the Gemara, where the Kahal Gerim are Ikri Kal or Loi Ikri Kal. So all the people that are Loyove Bekal Hashem, are they allowed to marry a convert, or are they not allowed to marry a convert? So on the Tzad, that a Ptsua Daka is allowed to marry Basgerim, so it would come out that even the Ptsua Daka is Yochel HaHaycha B'Truma. Because a Ptsua Daka is still a Koyin, as relates to Truma, even though that too is going to be discussed in a moment. But for now, we're going to assume that a Ptsua Daka is considered a Koyin as it relates to Truma, and if the case is that if he's considered a Kohen as it relates to Truma, and he's able to marry Basgerim, so there is a situation where he'd be able to be Michael. So the Gemara says that maybe that's what Rabbi Yishiyah's Sushta was. Rabbi Yishiyah knew that it could be there's a nafgemir between a Kohen that's Yochel HaHaychel B'Makom Acher and a Kohen that's not Yochel HaHaychel B'Makom Acher. But he held that just like the Kohen and the Kohen Gadol in our Mishnah are Yecholim LaHachah B'Makom Acher, the Ptsua Daka is also Yochel LaHachah B'Makom Acher. How so we can marry a Bas Geirim? But the Gemara says not so posh that's true. Because Bahami Boye Boye Rabbi Yechim Rabbi Yishiyah V'Loi Posh Nele. Because Rabbi Yechim actually asked Rabbi Yishiyah this Shiloh. He wanted to know if a Ptsua Daka is allowed to marry a Bas Geirim, and he didn't know the answer. That means Rabbi Yishiyah wasn't sure whether Ptsua Daka was allowed to marry a Bas Geirim. So if he wasn't sure whether Ptsua Daka was allowed to marry a Bas Geirim, that means he couldn't have known for sure that a Ptsua Daka is Yochel HaHachel B'Makom Acher. If he didn't know for sure that a Ptsua Daka is Yochel HaHachel B'Makom Acher, because he can't marry anybody. So how's he ever able to be Michael anybody? So if he can't be Michael B'Makom Acher, then it's not Muchach that Rabbi Lazar, Rabbi Shimon that were Machshir in our Mishnah would be Machshir by Ptsua Daka. So it's Hodra Kushal Duchte that Rabbi Lazar, in the name of Rabbi Yishiyah, that just like Rabbi Lazar, Rabbi Shimon are Machshir in our Mishnah, so too they'd be Machshir by a Ptsua Daka. L'chura, why is it so poshit to Rabbi Yishiyah that they would be machshir by a Ptsua Daka? Maybe Ptsua Daka is most stringent, even according to Rabbi Lazar, Rabbi Shimon, because he's never able to be Michael. As opposed to the kohen in our Mishnah, who b'makom acher anyways is allowed to be Michael. So the Gemara says, Itmar, the Amiram, the later Amiram, discussed this Shaila, and they all came up with an answer. Specifically, Abaye and Rav. Abaye said, Hoyol umachilo b'loyoda. Abaye said that it's not true that a Ptsua Daka is never able to be Michael b'truma. He could. A Ptsua Daka would be able to be Michael b'truma in the event that he wasn't Ba'alel yet. So until he was Ba'alel, at that point, the halacha is, she's not a Chalala. At that point, up until that point, all it was, even though there's an Asuin technically, but at the same time, until he's Ba'alel, the halacha is, he would be able to be Michael, or she'll be able to be Truma. So there is a Hechatimtza, where even a Ptsua Daka is Yochel HaHaychel b'truma. Rav said a different terrors, Hoyul Machilo, Avada v'shevchoysev aknanim. That even though it's true, a Ptsua Daka maybe can never be Michael, a wife, b'truma, because there's no one he's allowed to marry. But what about his avodim? His avodim, they're also kinyakas, but they're able to eat truma. So he'd be negay with his avodim. Abayilu, I'm a kerov, the Gemara said, don't want to learn like rov. The ishus b'kinyin, the ishus yalfinon, v'le yalfinon kinyin, the ishus b'kinyin, the avodim. The reason Abay didn't want to learn like rov, because Abay felt that in order for Rav Oshia to make his point, he's going to have to prove that the Ptsua Daka is Yochel HaHaka B'Makom Acher, and he felt that he has to prove that he's Yochel HaHaka B'Makom Acher in a situation of ishus, not in a situation of avdus, not in a situation where it's being Michael kinyin avodim. The reason Rava didn't want to learn like Abaya, because Shani Hossam, he felt that what was Abaya's case? Abaya's case that a Ptsua Daka is Yochel HaHaka B'Makom Acher is where he was married. Then he became a Ptsua Daka, right? We should speak that out. He became a Ptsua Daka after he was married. And what happened was, before the Bia, she's not a Chalola yet. So at that point, he's able to be Michael her. But over there, it's a little different. Shekvar Ochla. Because being that she was eating already, So the fact that he's yochol lahachilo doesn't really count because it's a svara shekvar achlo, which is a kula in the world of truma. The Gemara says, "Abaye shekvar achlo loyam rina." Abaye said, "That's not true. There's no such kula of shekvar achlo." Right? We had this in yesterday's daf. Because if you're going to tell me that really there is a svar of shekvar achlo and that's somehow a kula, bas yisrael shenisses lekoyin umis, a bas yisrael that was married to a koyin and then he died techel. The halacha is she should be able to continued to eat truma, shekvar achlo, because she had already been eating truma. And we know that halacha is that she's not allowed to continue to eat truma. Right? A bas yisrael that was married to a kohen, in the event that her husband dies and they leave over no children, so that halacha, she's no longer allowed to eat truma. Ay, shekvar achlo. So we see that there's no svar of kvar achlo. But the Gemara says, Rava's going to tell you, hasam paka kinyani, hachale paka kinyani. The reason over there there's no svar of shekvar achlo is because over there it was paka kinyani. Whatever kinyan that was there is gone. So she's not kinyan kaspay anymore. So therefore, the fact that she's kvar achlo doesn't help. In our case, where he became a petsua daka after they were married, so over here, the kinyan still exists between the husband and wife. Narvas, he became a ptsua daka. So the question is how much that's going to impact things. Oh, but the ishnu still exists. The kinyan still exists. So over here, maybe kfar achlo would be a svara. The bottom line is that in our Mishnah, we have a machloikis tanon, machloikis remeir on the one hand, Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Shimon on the other hand. Whether you have a situation where there was an erusin, that's not okay. An almana l'kayin gadol, a grusha v'chalutza l'kayin hedyet. She's a bas yisra. And the question is she allowed to eat truma? She's not allowed to eat truma. Now you're going to tell me, what do you mean? A grusha bas yisra is never allowed to eat truma. No, they waited 12 months already. So because they waited 12 months, so maybe at that point, she would be able to eat truma. What's the shayla? The shayla is, do you say that right now she's not a chalala because all she had was erisin? So if she's not a chalala, it should be okay. Or do you say that being that if there would be nesuin, the bia would be a bia psula? So it comes out she's mishtameris, there'll be a psula. If she's mishtameris, there'll be a psula. So that in of itself is going to be an issue. Rab Meir was machmer. Rab Elazar and Rab Shimon, they were machsher. Rab Elazar said in the name Rabbi Shnia, that mi inyan le inyan, but ois inyan, I could tell to another halacha. And that is that a ptsua daka, that's a koyin, that's mekadesh abas Yisrael. All it was kedushin. A ptsua daka is not allowed to marry abas Yisrael. 12 months pass. Can she eat truma or can she not eat truma? According to Rav Meir, that holds of a svar mishtamberes will be a psula. It's a problem. Here too, it's going to be a problem. Contra plus Rav Shimon, it's going to be okay. Zok to Gemara, gufa. So in the course of this discussion, the tzushtel of Rav Oishia psua daka koyin shekidish bas Yisrael. So the Gemara mentioned that Rav Yoichanan had once asked Rav Oishia the following question, and Rav Oishia didn't know the answer. What was the question? Ptsua daka koyin shenosa basker. A ptsua daka koyin that marries a basker. Ma'u sheyachilena b'tshuma. Is he allowed to be meichler b'tshuma or is he not allowed to be meichler b'tshuma? So again, we're talking about a ptsua daka that's a koyin that's married, nosa, it's nesuin, to a basker. So the Gemara says that when Yoichanan asked Rabbi Yoshi the question, like we saw earlier, ishtik, he was quite the soif. After Rabbi Yoichanan asked this question to Rabbi Yoshi, also gavre rabba achrina. There was another gavre rabba. Right, Rabbi Yoichanan was one gavre rabba. Rabbi Yoshi was another gavre rabba. And now another gavre rabba walked in, ubayim inei mil sachriti, and he asked a different question to Rabbi Yoichanan, upashale. And that other question, whatever that was, Rav Oishniyah was poishit. So the Gemara says, Umanoi, who was that other Gavra Rabba that asked this other question that Rav Oishniyah was poishit? So the Gemara says, Reish Lakish, it was Reish Lakish. So I'm going to Rav Yudin Nasiyah, who's also a Gavra Rabba, right, he was there, and he turns to Rav Oishniyah and he says, Ot Rav Yoichanan of Gavra Rabba? He said, why are you only answering Reish Lakish's question? Why didn't you also answer Rabbi Yoichanan's question, Amalei, so he told him, wouldn't it be very simple, the Kabayim Minoim will sit the Lesley Pisri. He said, because he asked me a question that I possibly don't know the answer to. Meaning, it's not personal. If I would have known the answer to the question, he said, I would have answered the question. But I possibly didn't know the answer to the question, and because I didn't know the answer to the question, that's why I didn't answer the question. So the Gemara now is going to analyze and really explain why Rabbi Yoichanan held that it wasn't so Pashit what the Gemara's question was. And just a little bit of a disclaimer, this next Gemara that we're about to learn is not such an easy Gemara. And the truth is that Ayin B'Rishonim B'Achreinim, the very Mayrach, even some Pasha Pshat Ha'oris, as it relates to the next Gemara, but we are going to do what we are going to do. So again, what was the question that Rabbi Yoichanan asked Rabbi Ishiya? He wanted to know, Ptsua Koyin, a Ptsua Daka Koyin that's married to a Bas Gerim. The question is, can she eat truma as a result of the fact that she's married to a kohen, or can she not eat truma as a result of the fact that she's married to a kohen? Now, we're going to see from the Gemara that the Gemara is going to be under the impression that really the crux of this question is whether or not a Petsua Daka Koyin maintains his Kedushas Kohuna or he doesn't maintain his Kedushas Kohuna. If we assume that he maintains his Kedushas Kohuna, so then the implication is he would not be able to marry a Basker. Why? Because a Koyin is not allowed to marry a Geyoris. So if he can't marry a Basgerim, so then she's going to be a Chalala, and if she's going to be a Chalala, he can't be Michael or Betruma. If, however, we assume that a Petsua Daka Koyin loses his status of Kohuna, why would you assume he loses the status of Kohuna? Because you see, there's some Pgam over here, Lo Yovei B'Kal Hashem. So if that's the case, he's not a Koyin. If he's not a Koyin, so then he would be able to be Michael or Betruma. Now you're going to jump and you're going to ask, what do you mean? If he's not a Koyin, he can't eat Trumas. Of course, he can't be Michael or Betruma. So it's Mavur from the Gemara. This is one of the many Ha'aris that jump off the page. It's Mavur in the Gemara that even on the Tzad of the Gemara, that a Ptsua Daka Koyin loses his status of Kohuna, as a result of which he would be allowed to marry a Geyoris, but he's not going to lose his status of Kohuna to the point that he shouldn't be able to eat Truma, and he shouldn't be able to be Michael's wife in Truma. So as a result, the Gemara understands that this was the crux of the Shaila. The Shaila was a Ptsua Daka Koyin. Does he maintain his Kedusha, or does he not maintain his Kedusha? And just as an FYI, this is actually Yibay in the Gemara the Kamon, and Daf Ayin Vav, and Aleph, the Gemara is going to discuss this very question. And right now the Gemara assumes that maybe that was the question that Rabbi Yochanan asked. But the Gemara, and this is where the tricky part comes in, is going to say that really, this Shaila in and of itself is really totally in two other Shailas. And Pashit, for Pashit of Shaila in the Gemara, we have to understand what these two other Shailas are. And that is, so we're assuming that in the event that the Ptsua Daka Koyin is going to maintain his status as a Koyin, that he can't marry a Bas Ger. Is that true? A Koyin can't marry the daughter of a Ger? Or the daughter of a Geyoris? A Koyin can't marry a Geyoris. The reason a Koyin can't marry a Geyoris is because we're afraid that she was Nezana, and it's out Isha Zoyna, the Chalala, like we talked about earlier in the Daf, that he's not allowed to marry her. But it's only because of the Tzad Zoyna. Okay, so that's true for the Geyoris herself. But what about her children? Why should you assume that the children are any different than any other children? So the emes is that it's not so poshen, and it's really a machlokes tana. It's a machlokes in Masechtas Kedushin. Rabbi Yehuda's shita is that a Koyin is taka not allowed to marry a Bas Gerim. And the reason is because he holds that a Bas Gerim has a din of a Chalala. That's the shita of Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yossi completely disagrees with Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yossi says it's not true. A Koyin is allowed to marry a Bas Gerim. Rabbi Lezer ben Yaakov, he's a middle shita. He said it depends. He says, if both of the parents are Gerim, I mean Gerim Giyaris, so then it would be Yasser. If one of the parents are not a Gerim Giyaris, then it's going to be Mota. So again, this Shaila of a Ptsua Daka Koyin being allowed to marry a Bas Gerim, which was Rabbi Yochanan Shaila that he asked Rabbi Yoshio to simply say, oh, it's very poshut, it's totally in what? It's totally in whether or not he maintains his status as being a Koyin, or he doesn't maintain his status as being a Koyin. L'chaira, we're not dealing with a Ptsua Daka Koyin marrying a Geyoris. We're discussing a Baskerim. Baskerim, it could be, even if you hold that he maintains his status as a Koyin, but according to Rabbi Yossi for sure, and even in certain situations, according to Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov, it could be it's not going to be a problem. So that's something that very obviously we have to be mindful of. Another thing that we need to be mindful of, and that is whether it's mutter bechlal for a Ptsua Daka to marry a Ger. It says in the Torah, Lo Yovei Ptsua Daka B'Kal Hashem. The question is, are Kal Gerim Ikri Kal, or are Kal Gerim Loi Ikri Kal? And the emes is that this shayla of whether Kal Gerim Ikri Kal is not only Negei Ptsua Daka, it's Negei anywhere it says in the Torah, Kal Hashem. For example, Lo Yovei Mamzer B'Kal Hashem. Is a Mamzer allowed to marry a Geiris, a Bas Gerim? Is a Mamzer allowed to marry a Ger, or the child of Gerim? So that too is a shayla, and that too is a Machloikis Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Yossi, which is where this Gemara gets interesting. Rabbi Yehuda says, Aser, it's Aser for a Ptsua Daka to marry a Geyoris. It's Aser for a Mamza to marry a Geyoris. Because Rabbi Yehuda's Kal Gerim Ikri Kal, Rabbi Yosni again is Mekel, he says it's Mutter. So again, the two Shailas now that we need to juggle, in addition to the Shaila of the Gemara, is number one, is a Koyein allowed to marry a Bas Gerim? Rabbi Yehuda's the Machmer, Rabbi Yosni is the Mekel, Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov is an in-between Shita. And then the second question is a Ptsua Daka, let's talk about Ptsua Daka, because that's what our sugi is talking about, Alana marry a Geyoris or not. Again, it's a Machlokes Tanaim, and again, Rabbi Yehuda, it's the same Rabbi Yehuda that's Machmer in the first Shiloh. is machmer in the second shiloh. The same Rabbi Yossi that was makel in the first shiloh is makel in the second shiloh. So again, what's the shiloh? The shiloh is p'tzua dakel koyin shenosa bas gerim mau shneyachi lena b'truma. So the Gemara said that Rabbi Yishtiyo was ishtik. And he wasn't poishet the shayla. So the Gemara says, okay, Rabbi Yishtiyo wasn't poishet. Let's see if we can figure this out by ourselves. So the Gemara says, Laman, Rabbi Yochanan shayla that he asked Rabbi Yishtiyo, he knew all these different machlokes tanoims. He knew all these variables that need to be juggled in order to really present this question properly. So according to which one of the tanoim was he asking the question? Either Rabbi Yehuda, was he asking the question according to Rabbi Yehuda, who what? Who's machmer and holds that a, who's machmer and he holds that a koyin is not let him marry a bas gerim, and who's also machmer and he holds that a p'tzua daka is not let him marry a geyrus. So the Gemara says like this, bein biktushasei koy, bein lav biktushasei koy, lo yachlo, whether the p'tzua daka koyin maintains his status as being a koyin, whether he doesn't maintain his status as being a koyin, either way, it doesn't matter how you twist this, how you spin this, either way, it's going to be usur for this woman to eat truma. Why? Because in the event that he maintains his status as being a koyin, lo yachlo, then this whole shayla is then on arrival. Why? Because the amamar bas ger zacher ke bas chalol zacher. Rabbi Yehuda shita is that a koyin is not allowed to marry a bas gerim. So if he's a koyin, despite the fact that he's a p'tzua daka, then of course this is dead on arrival. Because out koyin, he's not let to marry a bas gerim. So for sure she's a chalala, for sure she won't be able to eat truma. And he labik to shasei koyin. And in the event that we say that he's not considered a koyin anymore, I hear. So you want to tell me he's not considered a koyin? So in the event that he's not considered a koyin, so he's allowed to marry a bas gerim. Okay, but still layachle, it doesn't matter. Meaning, even if Lambik to Shasei Koi, still it's going to be a problem. Why? Don't mean Kal Geir Mikri Kal. Because Ramea Shita's Kal Geir Mikri Kal, a P'tzua Daka is not letting marry a Geyeris. So I don't hear the Shiloh according to Rabbi Yehuda. According to Rabbi Yehuda, there is no, not Ramea. According to Rabbi Yehuda, there is no Shiloh. Why is there no Shiloh? Because Mamon of Shach. And it's not even a classic Mamon of Shach. Because on both Stadim, it's a Mamon of Shach. I am Rishayim of a Bachrayim, if that makes any sense. But the bottom line is, the Gemara says Mamon of Shach. Because if he has Kedusha's Kuna, then again, it's not negated this whole shayla because the koyin's not allowed to marry a bas gerim. And even if he doesn't have kedushas kohuna, then anyways, kal gerim mikri kal, so p'tzua daka is not allowed to marry a geiris. So according to Rabbi Yehuda, zichen not a shayla. Bilo Rabbi Yossi. Okay, maybe the shayla is according to Rabbi Yossi. Rabbi Yossi, who is mekel in both cases. Rabbi Yossi, who holds that a koyin is allowed to marry a bas gerim. And Rabbi Yossi, who holds that kal gerim is lo yikri kal, that a p'tzua daka is allowed to marry a geyrus. So the Gemara says, according to Rabbi Yossi, bein b'kdushasei koi, bein la b'kdushasei koi achlo, then there's also a mamon of shach. Because really, according to Rabbi Yossi, it doesn't matter whether or not he does have a din of a koi, doesn't have a din of a koi, regardless, it should be mutter. How so? B'kdushasei koi, if we assume that he maintains his kedusha achlo, then it's going to be mutter for it to eat amra, because Rabbi Yossi said, afger shenasa geyrus, b'toy k'shera l'kohuna. A koi's allowed to marry a bas gerim. So if a koi's allowed to marry a bas gerim, so, l'chayra, even though he's a koyin, the fact that he married a bas gerim is not going to be an issue. Right, so koyin married a bas gerim, who cares? A koyin's allowed to marry a bas gerim. Rabbi Yossi Shita is a koyin's allowed to marry a bas gerim. What's the problem? The problem is that p'tzua daka, that's the issue. But ilav b'kedusha se koy, even if he doesn't have kedusha, achla, still she's allowed to eat. I mean, forget the koyin problem. Let's talk about the p'tzua daka problem. That's oichnesh the problem. Because Rabbi Yossi holds kal gerim la yikri kal. He holds kal gerim la yikri kal. So according to Rabbi Yehuda, mimon of shach, it's a problem. According to Rabbi Yossi, mimon of shach, it's not a problem. So the Gemara said, who is he asking the question? According to Ella, the Gemara says it was a third Tana we mentioned. Who was the third Tana? We mentioned Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov. Eliezer ben Yaakov was the in-between shita as it relates to whether a koyin is allowed to marry a bas gerim. It depends. If both parents are ger and geiris, then the answer is no. If one of the parents are, as long as one of the parents are not a ger and geiris, then the answer is going to be yeah. Ella liba the haitana. The question that he asked was according to the following time. The time we learned to the Mishnah, Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov, and Eliezer ben Yaakov says, Isha bas gerim, if there's a woman that's a bas gerim, said, Allah is leitinasi lakuna achate imam Yisrael. She's not allowed to marry a koyin unless her mother is Mi Yisrael. Okay, v'hachi kami bayulei. And this was the question. The question was, according to the shita of Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov, what's the halacha going to be? Meaning, you see, according to Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov, that there's this idea that if you have a geyoris, that, or a bas gerim, where one of the parents was not a ger, so then the halacha is we treat her not as a bas gerim. If both of the parents are ger and geiris, then we do treat her as a bas gerim. So the question was that this idea that if you have a bas gerim, but let's say imos mi Yisrael, so the halach is we treat her differently than a regular basker. Isn't it kashrus mitois v'ba? Is it only with regards to heter l'kohuna that we look at her as being different? Meaning, a kohen is not allowed to marry a basgerim, but let's say if ima is mi yisraelis, then it's going to be mutter. So it's kashrus l'kohuna, that's mitoisva, v'achla. And if that's the case, in our situation, she would be able to eat truma. Oidilma kedusha mitoisva ba. Or maybe this kedusha that's nitoisif. And if that's the case, v'loi achla, she would not be able to eat truma. So what does this mean? So we need some help here. Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov, the Gemara is assuming, held like Rabbi Yossi. Rabbi Yossi holds kahal gerim aloy ikri kahal. And because kahal gerim is loy ikri kahal, so Petsuah Daka is allowed to marry a geyoris. So if a kohen Petsuah Daka would marry a geyoris, he would be allowed to be Michael Herbetruma. The question, however, here is something else. The question here is that do you say that even though a kohen really is allowed to marry a Petsuah Daka is allowed to marry a geyoris, but maybe in the event that the mother, for example, maybe even the father, but the mother is a Yisraelis. So the halacha is, she's maybe not treated like a regular basgerim. Because just like Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov holds as it relates to the Isser Koyin marrying a basgerim, that it matters and it makes a difference if both of the parents are converts or only one is. And if only one is, we don't look at her as a basgerim. A Koyin is allowed to marry her. So maybe as it relates to Petsuah Daka, it's going to go fakert that if one of the parents are Yisraelis, then the Petsuah Daka is not going to be allowed to marry her. And if that's the case, then maybe she's going to have a din of a chalolo. This was the Shaila. This was the Shiloh. The Shiloh was a coin trouble, the Ezeb and Yaakov, where one of the parents, not a regular Baskerim, right? The way we saw it was Baskerim. That was Rabbi Yechon and Shiloh. Only one. She's a Baskerim only from one side. The question is, does she have a din of Kal Gerim or does she have a din of Kal Hashem? If she has a din of Kal Hashem, then a Petsuah Daka is not allowed to marry her. She has a din of a Chalolo. If that's the case, she wouldn't be able to eat Truma. If, however, she has a din of Kahal Gerim, so if she has a din of Kal Gerim, then the Petsuah Daka would be allowed to marry. I, a Koyin, is not allowed to marry Baskerim. Even though Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov holds, as long as one of the parents, then it's going to be okay. So that would be the Shailo. Could she eat Truma? Could she not eat Truma? And the Gemara says, Toshema, ki osu Rav Acha bar Chinenah midiraima, where Rav Acha bar Chinenah came from the south. Also, Vaisi Masisi Beldi brought a Brisa with him. The Brisa said, Minayla Petsuah Daka Koyin Shinasa Baskerim. Shinem Achidah Betruma. How do you know that a Petsuah Daka Koyin to marry Baskerim is allowed to feed her Truma? Shinemar, he learned it from a Pasik. Vikoyin Kiyik, the Nefesh Kinyan Kaspoy, Yoy Chaboy. So the Gemara says, this Brisa that brought a pasuk to teach me this halacha. Leman, why did we need a pasuk? Elim the Rabbi Yehuda, is it according to Rabbi Yehuda? Ha'amar, we just said in the previous cheshbon, we will not chazer it. Bein b'kdusha seikai, bein la b'kdusha seikai layachal. She's never allowed to eat it. So the halacha is not true according to Rabbi Yehuda. V'ilu Rabbi Yosi, it's according to Rabbi Yosi, lama likra. Why do I need a pasuk? Ha'amar, Rabbi Yosi said in cheshbon, bein b'kdusha seikai, bein la b'kdusha seikai, achlo el olav, it must be the Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov, must be the Jerusha was born of Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov, and if the Jerusha is the Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov, we would just push it our Shiloh. Shmami, no, you see from here, Kashrus, Itois, Veba, the Achlo, the Aloch is that she would be allowed to eat Truma. Shmami, no, Itma, we learn. Rav Amar, Rav said, Yesh Chopal Apsulois, just wanted to turn the page. We're going to stop here, and we're going to speak at a little bit, it's a short Amid, so it won't take a lot of time tomorrow. It's going to segue into tomorrow's daf. Baruch Hashem, we're moving along here in Yevamis. This is Mamish. Yevamis ben benoishal Yevamis. Not Yevamis dafin, but with Yevamis intensity. And just to end an intense daf with a lighter ha'ara. That's light ha'ara. That's very much negeya to today's daf, negeya to yesterday's daf, and negeya to some of the dafin that we're going to be learning. So a lot of the dafin that we're going to be learning in coming days is going to discuss this idea that a kohen that's married to a bas yisrael, the halach is that this bas yisrael is allowed to eat truma, and it's learned that from a pasuk v'kohen ki yikne nefesh kinyan kasboy hu yoy chaboy. The truth is, if you think about it, I think it's a chiddush nifla. Why? We're dealing with a bas yisrael. This bas yisrael is married to a kohen. She herself is a Zara. She's not a Kohenes. She's a Zara. But by virtue of the fact that she's married to a Kohen, it says in the Torah, Hu Yoy Chalboy, she's now allowed to eat Truma. And the reason she's allowed to eat Truma is, like the Gemara says, because she's Kinyan Kaspay of the Kohen. Lechura, if at the end of the day, she's a Zara, and she's a Bas Yisrael, why would it be okay, merely because of the fact that she's king and kasvei of a Kayin, for her son only to be able to eat truma? The iser to eat truma is very, very chamar. In fact, the zar that eats truma is chayiv misa b'dei shamayim. There's so many halachas that we have as it relates to chaymer b'truma. Yet, a Bas Yisrael that marries a Kayin, because of the fact that she's king and kaspay of the Kayin, the halach is who yoichabay, she's allowed to eat truma. Because she's king and kaspay, that gives her a schus to eat truma. So you'll tell me that, what do you mean, she's married to the Kayin. And because she's married to the Kayin, she's ishtei kegufay, v'hayu l'basar echad, so she's one together with the Kayin. So that's why she's allowed to eat truma. Shtei tshuvas bedavar. Number one, that's not factually correct. In the sense that that's not the reason she's allowed to eat truma. The reason she's allowed to eat truma, it says in the Torah, is v'koyin kiyikne nefesh kinyan kaspoy. It's because she's kinyan abaya de kesef. Because she was nicknessed to the koyin. Aba va'oy, even if you want to action zechos. Aba, we know the halacha is that an eved knani, that's kinyan kaspoy of a koyin, is also allowed to eat truma. Now an eved knani, on a good day, is a Yisrael. He's a Yisroel b'miktsas. And afal pikein, da'loch hazu yoichal bo'iz alayri yitshuma. So what's posh of shat? An eved knani, because he's king and kaspoy, of a kohen is suddenly alayri yitshuma? Truma, which is something that's so chomer in every single area in halacha. Mitamol, eved knani, because he's the possession, he's king and kaspoy of a kohen, why would that give him the ability to yitshuma? So posh, you could say, it's exeris hakasav, and a chanani, it's takachidish. But it's Exeris HaKosav, and Exeris HaKosav is that Kinyan Kaspoy of a Kohen is allowed to eat truma, and whether the Kinyan Kaspoy is literally an Eved that's Keshoyer V'chamoyer, or the Kinyan Kaspoy is Ishtoy that's an Ishna that's Niknes Al Yedei Kesef, but at the end of the day, there's Exeris HaKosav that says, V'Kohen Kiyikne Nefesh Kinyan Kaspoy Hu Yoicham. But the emes is, Likta, I think, a little bit of a Tifa Inyan, based on Raid that I once heard from Rabbi Shua Abib Yusal Shlita. And that is that we know that Eved Knani, when he sold into slavery to a Yid, so the halacha is he becomes a Yisrael b'miktsas. Now, it doesn't happen by itself. He has to go through a miktsas geiris process. We learned the sugyas together not very long ago in Perek HaChayletz. He needs mila, he needs tefila, and through the mila and tefila, he becomes a Yisrael b'miktsas. But the emes is, it's mavur a tremendous chiddush in the parasha of Eved Knani, again, based on gemaras that we learned together, just daf yoimi. And that is that you see that an Eved Kanani becomes a Yisrael b'miktsas even if he was never mekabel all of Olam Mitzvahs. Ordinarily, a ger has to be mekabel mitzvahs. Maidiyah noisoy, mitzvahs mitzvahs chamurois, mitzvahs mitzvahs kalois, avoin like a chikhopeya, right? There was a whole slew of halachas that they used to teach the ger before he became a ger. He has to know what it is he's getting himself into. He has to know what he's being mekabel. But when it comes to an Eved Kanani, he becomes a Yid even without Kabbalah Samitzvahs. And if you think about it, it's a Chiddush Nifla. How is that possible? How can an Eved Kanani become even a Yisroel B'miktsas without Kabbalah Samitzvahs? And besides, what does it even mean, a Yisroel B'miktsas? He's like a Chatzah Yid. Either you're a Jew or you're not a Jew. What does that mean? You're a Yisroel b'miktsas? Like, mativo yishal uberzu. What does this even mean? That somehow you're azay Yisroel b'miktsas. So two kashas on the Eved Kanani. Number one, he was never mekabel ol mitzvahs. So if he was never mekabel ol mitzvahs, so how did he become a Yid? And besides, this whole idea of being a Yisroel b'miktsas, l'chayr is a chiddush. So I heard from Yeshua Abba, he wanted to say, as vice tois in the parish of an Eved Kanani, likta gevaldige yisoid. And that is, that you see from here, that if somebody acquires something, the davar that he was koina, on some level, it takes on the status of the acquirer. So if you acquire a possession, that possession is bottled to you, and as a result, it takes on some of your halachic status. And not just some of your halachic status, it even can take on some of your kedusha. It can even take on some of your kedusha. And the emes is, Sada Sachmar Mekoimus, of Der Machshava. Number one, you find the Gemara talks about Chamor Yishol Rapinchas Ben Yair. Right, Rapinchas Ben Yair had a Chamor, and his Chamor was very careful in Gezel, and he was careful in Tevel, and oh, he was a great Veloike Chamor Yishol Rapinchas Ben Yair, right? So the Chamor Rapinchas Ben Yair was a great Salamdin, right? He had a lot of Mailas. He was a Chamor at the end of the day. So what's Pashab Shat? No, Pashim Shad is he was Chamorish or Rav Pinchas Ben Yor. And Rav Pinchas Ben Yor's Chamor is different than an Andrew's Chamor. It's Pashim. Because the fact that he was Chamorish or Pinchas Ben Yor, that in and of itself changed the Mitzias of this Chamor. Because the Chamor was nicknessed to Rav Pinchas Ben Yor, and as a result, it got to give us a Kedusha. The Pasuk says, Vayokom stay Ephraim. Chazal say, Vayokom stay Ephraim. Where did it go? It got up. What does it mean, Vayokom stay Ephraim? Because before stay Ephraim was sold to Avram Avinu, it belonged to a Hegek. It belonged to Ephraim. Now it became in the possession of Avram Avinu. So it had a kima. It went from being in the possession of a Hegek to being in the possession of now Avram Avinu. What does that mean? It suddenly it had a psakima? What does that even mean? The Teretz is, it went from being a Dover Aniknis to a Hedyet, to a Dover Aniknis to Avram Avinu, and that's Vayokom stay Ephraim. The Etzim Soda had an Aliyah. There's a Goyen in Megillas Esther that nails this vart. It's Mamish Natshayach. The Pasuk is a Pasuk we all know very, very well. Pasuk says that Haman HaRosh wanted Lahashmid, Laharig, says the Goyim, it's g'day to hear the Lashonis of the Goyim inside. The Gros says like this, Pirish, sheyesh ba'adam arba dvarim. He says every person's made up of four components. Nefesh, Ruach, Neshama v'guf. This is a dover niflo, what the Goyim's about to say. A person's made up of Nefesh, Ruach, Neshama v'guf. But says the Goyim, that the Emes says it's Mavur in Sifrei Kabbalah, that Nefesh and Guf is really one Indian. So if Nefesh and Guf is one Inyan, and a person is made up of four things, so what's the fourth thing? Right, Namal, it's Nefesh, Ruach, Neshama, V'Guf. But Nefesh and Guf is really one. So then what is it? It's Nefesh and Guf, which is one. Ruach is two, Neshama is three. So what's the fourth? Says the Goyim, the Hadalid, you know what the fourth thing that makes up a person is? Huach Kinyan. It's his possessions. It's his assets. It's the things that he owns. Says the Goyim, that Haman HaRosh understood that a person is made up of these Dalid Dvarim, and he wanted lahashmid, laharig, ulaabed, these four inyanim. So the Goyim says like this, lahashmid, elu ha-mitzvahs. He wanted to get rid of the mitzvahs of Klal Yisrael, shin keneged ha-nesham. Laharig, that's the ruach, it's the ruach ha-chiyuni. Laabed, that's the guf. Ushlolam lava is that it says in the end of the pasuk. What was that referring to? Hu ha-kinyan. That was referring to the Kenyan. Shneyir lavaz. Shalol is the mominous that he wanted that Klal Yisrael should be lahashmid, laharig, laabed, but also ushlolam lavois. They should lose that fourth Kenyan. They should lose their mammon as well. Says the Goyin that after the whole mess of Purim, ukenegdom nitein lano b'yayim ha-Purim abad varim. We got four mitzvahs on Purim, kenegdom the four things that Haman HaRosh wanted to be oiker. The first one was Kriyas HaMegillah. Kriyas HaMegillah is a mitzvah. That's kenegdom the fact that Haman wanted lahashmid. He wanted to take away the neshama. He wanted to take away the mitzvahs. So what was the hapachula Yehudim? We got a mitzvah. Back. We got the mitzvah of Kriyas HaMegillah. He says, Keneged the Ruach, the fact that he wanted to be Lahara, he wanted to take our Ruach. So the Goyim says, Ruach is Belev, Simcha is Belev, so we got a mitzvah of Simcha. He says, Keneged the Guf, that was La'abed, we got a mitzvah of Mishta. So we build up the Guf. Chai Vinish Lepsume Adul Yoda. And then he says, Keneged the Shlalom Lavois, he wanted to take away our money. So you know what we do on Purim? Matonis Lev Yoinim. Shei Achshav Momin Afilu Laniim, Yedain is Alhoven Geld. And that's why on Purim there's such a kpeda that everyone should have money. Because that was what Haman tried taking away. He tried taking away the shlalom lavois. And because he tried taking away the shalom lavois, and now every single person has to have a farm the flow. As I used to go in Bira, it's in the Bira Gro, it's Pirish and Megillas Esther, it's Perik Gimel, it's Pasuk Yud Gimel. But Rabbi Shuabe said, you see in this guy, in this Indian, he says, you see from here that a person's mumin, a person's kinyonim, is one of the Dawid Varim Sheba Adam. It's Nefesh, which is also, it's Guth, Ruach, Neshama, and it's Mammon, or Kinyan. And Kinyan is one of the Dalet Dvarim. It's not just an external, superficial thing, but rather Kinyan is one of the Dalet Dvarim that makes up the Metzias of a Mensch. Just like Nefesh, Ruach, Neshama, and Guth is the Mensch, so too on some level, Mammon, right? Bnei Adam shechavivim lehem amoynam yoysem migufam. But this whole idea of Ushtolam Levois, right, it opens up a little bit of Mafteach, maybe to understand the Parshavir and Idachas, where they had to get rid of all the money, and Kerech Vadasai, where all his possessions went into the ground as well. This Goyin is very much a mind opener in terms of understanding this Indian a little bit better. But Al Kapanim, what do you see from here? You see that a person's possessions becomes part and parcel of who the person is. The emphasis is Rabbi Shua had one more Maramakim. A Maramachim that Mamish brings this home. And that is a Rashba. The Rashba is in Perek HaCholitz. It's in the Sugis of Geiris. It's in Yevamos Daf Mem Zayin Amud Beis. And the context over there, the Rashba was discussing the fact that a Ger needs Mila and he needs Tefillah. Right? Mila alone is not enough. He needs Tefillah. There's a Ger Shemal V'Leitavah. But we pass him that a person's not a Ger. At Sheyimo V'Yitpal. And the Rashba over there explains the longest of it. He says that the tefillah is the gemar of the geirus, and really a person can't be nichnas b'kedusha unless he has a tefillah. So toich dvarav, the Rashba says a loshnin. He says kivon that chat tefillah koylelas iker geirus velot sois mitom tumas goyim velikonis b'kedushas yisrael lefichach tzricha b'soif. Meaning, the tefillah is the ikur geiris of taking the person out of Tumas Goyim into Kedushas Yisrael. That's why you do it at the end. And then the Rashba says, here's the punchline. Va'afilu b'loy keach kelim chadashim min agoy. If somebody would buy a new kelim from a goy, tzorech tefillah, he would have to have tefillah. U'minatayna hazois. And it's for the same very reason. Because this keli is going from Tumas Oiv dekechavim, it's going into Kedushas Yisrael. The Rashba is explaining geiris. And he's saying the chetz of geiris is you go from Tumas Akum to Kedushas Yisrael. And the Rashba says, I'll explain it to you in a marshal. He says, and the punchline is the tefillah. And he says, you know where you see this? You see this by tefillah's keli. You buy a keli from a guy. You have to be toivalit. Why do you have to be toivalit? For this Indian. Because you're taking it from the guy to the yid. What are you taking from the guy to the yid? What shaykh is? A person's being magayir. He's going from being a guy to a yid. You're taking a keli, and you, this frying pan used to belong to a guy, now belongs to a yid. Mit af suge, mit af tefillah, mit af geiris. The Rashba's teaching is a Rashba, right? But af lein a Rashba via Rashba. So this is mamash a Rashba. So he's teaching up what? That the tefillah's kelim is as a geirus? The teretz is, the imek advarim is, yes. Because really, kinyanei shel adam is on some level bottled to the person. So a vifel, the kinyan of the person is bottled to the medge. And it's this keli, this frying pan, used to be bottled to a shegetz. So now it's going to be bottled to a yid. So that's true. It needs a tefillah. Staf adorken, epes ageirus. But the nekud is, one thing. You see from all these marmakoymes, a psavart, a makar to say a machshava, and that is that it could be if somebody owns something, somebody possesses something, the possession is not just his, it's not just that he owns it, and if you take it away from him, you're a gazlin, but on some level, it becomes bottled to his essence, it becomes bottled to his metzias. It's one of the dalid dvarim sheba adam, it's something that Haman HaRasha wanted to be yoker, and there's an afkamina between the chamor of Pinchas Ben Yor, and there's an afkamina between an andra chamor, and yeah, it matters if the field belongs to Ephron or if it belongs to Avram. And when you buy a keli from a guy, on some level you have to be megayer it because it was bottled to the tumah of the guy, and now it's going to suddenly be nichnas tikdushas Yisrael. It's mafiz there. Shuab said, "Yesh lema." That's the mahalach. That's the aside of vastutzachap when there's a geiris. The aside of an eved kanani becoming a yid. It's not that he's being megayer. He was never megayer. David Kanani was never megayer. To be megayer, you have to go through a geiris, and geiris begins with understanding what it is you're getting yourself into. And it's by being mekabel ol Torah v'mitzvahs. The ger was never mekabel ol Torah v'mitzvahs. So if he was never mekabel ol Torah v'mitzvahs, so how did he become a yid? What's Pashup Shad? How did it happen? You know how it happened? He became king and kaspoy of the yid. And when you become king and kaspoy to the yid, so then on some level you become bottle to the yid. And if you're bottle to the yid, you take on some of the kedusha of the yid. And if you take on some of the kedusha of the yid, memelo, you have a kedusha. A kedusha b'miktzas, and that's the yisoid of. If someone becomes a yid mitzat atzmoi, then avada. Or there's a yud, or there's nishkan yid, and a ger shemavu loytovah nishkan yid. Oh, but there is an in between metzias. There's a musig where be'etzem I'm not a yid mitzat atzmi. Or I'm kinyan kaspoy of a yid. How's that possible? It's possible in the parish of avodim. That's where it's possible. So the eved kanani, because he's kinyan kaspoy of the yid, so on some level he takes on the status of the yid, and that's how it's going to be shaykh to have the status. Rabbi Shuaba took it a step further. He said that Yesh Loima, that's together of this idea that you find that in a Knani of a Koyin, Kinyan Kaspoy, Hu Yoichabai, or it's Eshes Koyin, like we're saying, is also learned out from Kinyan Kaspoy, with Alochis, Hu Yoichabai. The Gedda Advarim is that just like an Eved of a Yid takes on Kedushas Yisrael B'Miktsas, so too, that the Knani of a Koyin takes on Kedushas Kohuna b'miktsas, and the wife of a Kohen, because she too is called Kinyan Kaspoy, takes on Kedushas Kohuna b'miktsas. And if they take on Kedushas Kohuna b'miktsas, so it's for that reason who Yoichal boy they're allowed to eat truma. Yeah, you can learn that the reason Evet Kanani is allowed to eat truma, and the reason Nashas Kohen is allowed to eat truma because of Kinyan Kaspoy is not Gzeiras HaKosev. Or in the Pnimius or Inyan, it's not just the Gzeiras HaKosev. It's because right now, this Evet Kanani is Kinyonai Shel Kohen. And if he's Kinyonai Shel Kohen, so therefore, just like the Evet Kanani becomes a Yid when he becomes Kinyonai Shel Yisrael, when he becomes Kinyonai Shel Kohen, on some level, he gets himself a little Kedushas Kohuna. And if he has a little bit of Kedushas Kohuna, that's going to be the reason that he's going to be able to eat Truma. Just to be Moisef, one Neufach. And that is Rabbi Yosef Engel in his Beis HaOitzer in Klal Kuf Samach Zayin. Klar Zashayla. He says, Yesh Lachkar. We know there's a mitzvah for a kohen to eat truma. What about an Evet Kanani? If an Evet Kanani eats truma, is he mekayim a mitzvah? Or is he not mekayim a mitzvah? Or an Eishes kohen that would eat truma. Is she mekayim a mitzvah? Or is she not mekayim a mitzvah? And Kedarki B'Kodesh, Rabbi Yosef Engel, is mefalfel with rayas from Kol HaTorah Kula. But at first glance, Al Derech HaPilpul, Shal Rabbi Yosef Engel, right? Speaking out of Rabbi Yosef Engel, so we could certainly say Pilpul. L'chura did be shtark and mokim to say that maybe these two tzadim are the tzadim ashayla. If the etzim or Evet Kanani has no kedushas kuna, and if the etzim and eishes kohen has no kedushas kuna, narvost is a din that who yoichaboy they're allowed to eat truma. So they're eating as zorim, they're eating truma. So it could be as asort achilas truma, it's not going to be an achilas mitzvah. But if the gedad advarim is that because the Evet Kanani is kinyan kaspoy, and because the eishes kohen is kinyan kaspoy, memela they now have kedushas kuna. So if they now have Kedushas Kohuna, then there's Makom to say, oh, this Kedushas Kohuna, so if this Kedushas Kohuna, so now already maybe you would be able to eat Truma regardless. That's a little bit of a tifera understanding in terms of why it is that an Eishes Kohen and an Evet Kanani, who Yoichaboy, are allowed to eat Truma. But Ezus Hashem will do a part 2 to this raid bite.